one believes the fantasy conjured by the vivid imagination of Ben Rhodes, President Obama's deputy national security advisor, the Iranians who have negotiated the nuclear deal with the P5+1 are moderates, different from the supreme leader and other extremists in this revolutionary nation. Most significantly, these moderates can be trusted. This pack of lies pulled the wool over Washington press corps that didn't express the slightest interest in pursuing the veracity of the claims. These journalists wanted to believe. The inclination to do so was ingrained as part of their intellectual DNA. Yet each day that passes, an objective observer can see the absurdity of this narrative. There have been at least four egregious violations of the deal, including the testing of advanced missiles that can carry nuclear weapons. An American naval vessel off course in the Gulf of Hormuz was boarded by Iranian seamen and detained for several days. During that time, American weapons were seized, U.S. sailors were forced to their knees with hands behind their head, and the scene was widely disseminated on Iranian TV in order to humiliate the United States. Iranian officials have stated that since their government never signed the accord, it is not obligated to follow it. Hence, the supposition this document could forestall the Iranian acquisition of nuclear weapons was false from the outset. Moreover, a deal negotiated to stabilize Middle East insecurity has had the opposite effect. There's a widespread belief among Sunni leaders that if Iran can acquire nuclear weapons with the acquiescence of the United States, then they should obtain these weapons of mass destruction as a deterrent. Proliferation is now underway. In fact, it is a reality in the region. Surely after 1 year, it can be said without hesitation that the nuclear deal has not had the calming effect in the Middle East neighborhood. During this year, Iran has stepped up its campaign of funneling money and weapons to Hamas and Islamic Jihad for the sole purpose of destroying Israel. Iranian leaders have said the state of Israel must be eliminated and has encouraged Hamas to kill Jews on sight. Ironically, Hamas has been chastised by Iranian leadership for its moderation, that is to say, agreeing to temporary ceasefires with Israel. Iran is sponsoring a UN proposal to create a state of Palestine organized without negotiation or Israeli involvement. The goal, of course, is the creation of a state beholden to Iran. As a result of the nuclear deal, Iran is on its way to being the region's dominant force. Since the revolution of 1979, Iranian leaders have said their goal is the Shia Crescent, an area of Iranian domination across the Levant. In the last year, that goal appears to be closer to realization. Every tactical move by the government has had that goal in mind. For example, Iranian courtship of Islamic Jihad is an obvious attempt to deepen Shia influence in the Palestinian areas. And the one-year anniversary of this nuclear accord is upon us. How might one assess its merits? From the standpoint of the United States, there aren't any merits. An accord to make the Middle East safe has made it unstable. The Iranian moderates, who presumably negotiated the deal, have vanished like soap bubbles. President Rouhani, who enjoys Western food and culture, but also admires terrorism as a way to advance Iranian interests. We have been duped by the president and his aide. They flaunt their lies, abuse their power, and jeopardize the standing of this nation. In some quarters, this behavior might be described as treason. In Iran, it is described as victory.